Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. My name is Roy Peretz, and the time is now today, what is it then? 9 and 14, call it 9, quarter past 9. today I'm here alone, this morning I'm here alone. As much as a beautiful morning, so Liel was not feeling that great. As you know, Peter Feldman is overseas, and all my team is listening and laughing at my office. So I'm here alone, and I'm waiting for you guys. So Karin says it's a great song, and we got calls from the morning. I wish I like it. We got quite a few SMSs. I want you to join me, and please, if there's anything you want to talk about, I will we'll be here answering your questions. You know, you're really good in when it comes to evaluating goods. If you want to know what's one thing's value, just give me a call, or actually telegram us on 061-895-1019. SMSs can go to 34519. And anything you want to know about I don't know, even world hunger. I mean, outside yesterday I heard something new from Jonathan, not something new, it's something old, but it was like a quote from Jonathan Swift. He says, did anybody ever consider that cannibalism could resolve both overpopulation and world hunger? I mean, what do you think about that? Guys, it's a lovely morning. I'll wish all the best and recoveries for Liel, my guy, what can I say, Liel Rimon, and you must, guys, you must really, really take care of yourselves. There was a question here about from who was it? From someone asked to know what is the opening songs of my show. So the opening song of my show is "Gold on the Ceilings" from the Black Keys. So, "Gold on the Ceilings" from the Black Keys, and if you like rock songs, I love rock songs. What do we have more? What do we have more today? What do we have lined up today? Oh, they gave me as well to read all those readouts. So let me do a small readout now before we're going to start. And then I'll give you a nice song as well. What do we say? What we do here? All right. What do we have here? So first of all, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies invites you to attend its national conference, taking place on Sunday, 10 November, at the Hatton Hotel from 4 p.m. A distinguished panel consisting of Dr. Raul Koza, Robbie Brozin, Professor Adam Habib, Mary Klock, and Judge David Unterhelter, will focus on the theme, South Africa Unpacking Reality. All right. Awards will be presented to those who have contributed to our community, with a special tribute to Johnny Clegg. RSVP is essential via SAJBD website, www.sajbd.org/events. That's our first ad. And you know what? We're going to play nice songs today. Oh, here you go. We've got a question. We got two questions. Good. Guys, keep them coming, but we're going to start with a very, very nice song. And if we're talking about gold, and if you want to know a lot about gold, somebody really put something great. And what is it? I'm planning to get married. It's already funny. So someone said to me, I'm planning to get married and looking to buy a nice ring with a limited budget. Can you guys assist? PS, love you guys' jokes. All right. You love that one. Yeah, we can assist, definitely. Please come to us, 341 Jansmans Avenue. We've got a huge variety of rings. And your girlfriend / fiance, she wouldn't know it's new or doesn't. But what does it make a difference? Gold is gold, you know. And let me tell you something about gold. And I'm just going to carry it a little bit over, because many people that has a ring from the mother, the father, the uncle, they take the ring and they go to the jeweler and they say, listen, melt this one and make that one for me. Take this diamond, put it here, make this and make that. You know what the jeweler does? The jeweler comes, he takes the ring, he weighs the gold, he comes to me, I give him the cash. All right, that's number one. So you're not using the same gold anymore. I mean, at least the cases I know, and I've been in the industry for quite a while, I mean, really over 20 years. So it doesn't happen that you actually get the same gold. So just sell the gold and buy yourself a ring, or I don't know. So that's number one. Number two, many people say, ugh, I'm going to have a second-hand ring. You know, there's no such a thing as second-hand ring. When you remake it like we do, we resize it. We take the diamond out. We replate it. We do everything. We redo everything. It's a new ring. It's not second-hand. What is second-hand? I mean, gold doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. It doesn't change shape or anything like that. It's new. It's the same as you go to the shop and buy a new one. You just pay quarter the price. So yes, we can give you, four times more value, or quarter the price of any shop. And I challenge anybody to prove me wrong on that one. We've got another one. What is a good investment watch? First of all, I'm going to just tell you guys too that our numbers are still stay the same as Telegram on 061-895-1019 and SMS is to 34519. What is a good investment watch? I'd say there's no good investment watch. You can't call a watch an investment. You can't call many things an investment, and we always tell our wives, listen, this watch, it's going to go up in value. No, it won't. No, really it won't. What you can do is you can buy right and then don't lose too much. So think about that. You go to the shop, you buy a Rolex, which today is like one of the most popular watches around. Its average price is, it's averaged on a price of the high class watches. As you know, Rolex is not the most expensive watch. There's brands which are way more expensive than Rolex. So if you buy a Rolex watch today, it's very popular. So meaning you're not going to lose too much when you sell it. From the other end, if you buy it second hand, you may have a chance of, when you're reselling it, not losing anything. But an investment as such, I wouldn't say. Unless it's a collector's item like a Steve McQueen Daytona or one of those watches, Daytona, meaning Rolex Daytona. My suggestion is, if you want to invest, the watches is not the right thing. If you want to buy 5,000 rands worth of a Seiko, or if you want to buy 5,000 rands worth of second-hand tag, I'd rather you buy 5,000 rands worth of second-hand tag because it won't drop anymore on the price. And after 5 years, you will not be able to sell the Seiko, not for a rand. And I'm sure you're going to get your money back, or maybe 1,000 rands less for your tag. And it's a great watch, and you're wearing a high quality, Swiss watch. So for me, yes, buy a good quality watch and, try not to buy Rolex because unfortunately, they're robust in South Africa. And as I said yesterday on another show, I will continue talking and warning you about silly season. It is here, definitely here. People are getting robbed every day. People are getting killed every day. And I don't want nothing to happen to you guys. So please, a very clever man says, his name was Henny Youngman. He said, if at first you don't succeed, he says so much for skydiving. I think this is the best. I mean, sometimes I can't even tell myself by reading those beautiful minds. The small idea, book lovers. We've got a book lovers of High FM. Your book show is back from the 1st of November between 11 a.m. and 12 midday. People of the Book is back on your airwaves. All right. Janice Leibovich will be chatting about everything book related. New releases, both local and international authors, book clubs, writing tips, and much, much more. This is your book show. Be part of it and share it, share what you're reading on books@highfm.com. That's books@highfm.com. I'm going to go to another short break. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is, if we're going to go to another, let me give you a nice song. We did Fields of Gold. This song is one of my favorites. It's a song written and performed by Gilbert O'Sullivan. In South Africa, it wasn't that popular. But listen to the words of this song. Tell me what you think. Nothing rhymes.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And thank you for staying with me, and I know I've played the joke twice, but yeah, can't say. Eitan's jokes are always nice. What do we have? A little bit from the advertiser. What do we have here? We've got, oh, Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper. Those, what is that? These pocket savings, sweet deals just for you. So what do we have? Pick and Pay Kosher Whole Chicken for $79.99 per kilo. Pick and Pay Kosher, what is it? Okral Vos. At very low, $99.99 per kilo. Pick and Pay Mince Hake at 129 rands, 99 per kilo. Pick and Pay Fresh Hake Fillets for only $129.99 per kilo. Fagels, Kosher Mock Crayfish is just $199.99 per kilo. Fagels Snook Salad for $199.99 per kilo. Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. There you go, guys. So what do we have? First of all, I must say, something very, very funny. I always say, Stuart Turner, he says, if you think that women are the weaker sex, try pulling the blanket back to your side. I think it's all right. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about Liverpool. I don't know if many people don't like it. You like it? If you don't like it, just let me know. I don't care that much. But so Liverpool last night, what happened was that I'm moving from my apartment to another apartment, and we're moving boxes and boxes. And if you're not Jewish woman, you understand what I'm suffering. So as we're moving, I was watching the game. And Liverpool put the first goal in, and then they put three goals in, and it was like 3-1, and then Liverpool put two goals in, and then they put the fourth goal in, they put the fourth, Arsenal put the fourth goal in, then we put I think the third goal in, and then they put the fifth goal in, and then anyway, to cut the long story short, it was 5-5, and we went for penalties, and Liverpool won. I just want to talk about this winning attitude of Liverpool. Really winning attitude. And thank you, Alex, for reminding me about that. I wanted to talk about it. You know, it's all about what you feel, what you think. I mean, when you have a winning attitude, you'll always win. And I think that trainer, or his name is Jurgen Klopp, that he put into the team, that makes the team such a special team. Never say die kind of attitude. And it says a lot about the winning attitude. You know, that's what we, I mean, that's why we give what we call I believe. That's what, when a person gives measer, when he gives part of his salary to the community as a donation or as a mitzvah, as a gift, I believe it comes back with, and I'm not talking about holistic things. I'm just talking about, yes, because I always say good things happen to good people. And I believe they do. If you give money, you feel you know money for many people is sacred, something we work hard for, and we do a lot of bad things sometimes to get money. We do things which are sometimes a little bit on the border of immoral. We do things, but when we get it and we give it to someone that we don't know, we donate it or whatever, it gives you some sort of a lift. You know, if a person can give money, which is a very, very sacred thing, something that you work hard for, if you give it away, doesn't matter what percentage, we give away, you feel like a winner. You feel, oh, I can give away money. My old man always says, always be a giver. Try not to be a receiver. Always be a giver. I think it's a lot. I tell you what always catches my eye. Gary Delaney says, I tell you what always catches my eye. Short people with an umbrella. Yeah, let me check what SMS we've got. Don't forget, WhatsApp us, 0618951019. That's on WhatsApp. That's a Telegram. Then we've got Liverpool. We've got, let's see what we've got more. No, we don't have any more questions right now. And I'm going to Yeah, we've got. Today's Halloween. Somebody says today's Halloween. Ooh. What are you guys going to do on Halloween? Please let me know. What movie are you going to watch on Halloween? I remember Halloween. We didn't celebrate it much in Israel, but I remember Halloween. I've been in Italy. It's great. Halloween in Italy doesn't look like Halloween in South Africa. I don't think people don't really get dressed all funny things. They actually going to visit the deads in the graves, and I don't know. They said that it's the Day of the Deads or something like that. So what do we have more? We've got I played before you Nothing Rhymed. I hope you like Nothing Rhymed. I played Field of Gold, and let's go for something fresh. Tell me if you like that one. I don't think too many people don't like that.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. I just can't operate this thing. So, all right. Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah, my background music. You're back with Roy Peretz and on the Hustle with Roy. And Roy and friends don't have friends today. I just want to say today is the 31st of October. And for the 31st of October, I'm looking at birthdays today. You know, Christopher Columbus is only number 4th on the list. Before him, there's a girl by the name of Willow Smith, which is a pop singer. She's 18 years old. Before him, you got, some YouTube star. She's 23. Let me tell you, and just after him, you got somebody named Mila Stoffer. Stoffer. She's 4 years old. She's just after Christopher Columbus in popularity. Would you believe that? Would you believe 4-year-old can be she's a Instagram star. Instagram star. Where did the world, we got another 4-year-old as a, what is that, Instagram star? I don't understand it. I really don't. So who do we have today? So we got Christopher Columbus. He was born in 1451. He died in 1506. He was 54 years old. Today he was a scorpion. And what can you say? He was an Italian explorer and a navigator sponsored by the Spanish crown, set out to claim the East Indies. His voyage resulted in Spanish colonialism of American continent, also known as the New World. Before his fame, he worked as an apprentice of a business agent for a prominent Genoan family. That's from Geneva. Genoa, that's in Italy. That's him. Family life, he married the daughter of Porto Santo governor Filippa Moniz, in 1479. He had 2 sons named Diego and Ferdinand Columbus. That's basically it. And he found America. what more? Yeah, then we've got Christopher Columbus. That's the first one. I don't know. There's Willow Smith. We've got Vanilla Ice. He's a rapper. Marcus Rashford is a soccer player. He's 21 today. He's a soccer player from Manchester United. Who do we have more? Somebody that I know anyway. We've got today. Oh, Rob Schreider. I like him. So Rob Schreider is 55 today, believe it or not. Rob, 55. Rob Schreider is a comedian and actor, best known for his supporting roles in Adam Sandler films, such as Waterboy, Big Daddy, Mr. Deeds, and Grown Ups. He was amazing. He's actually an amazing player. I like him. I like him a lot. Somebody send me something off High FM. Off High FM. All right, off High FM. And, what can I say? He was married to London King. From 1988 till 1990. That's short. And in 2011, he married Patricia Azarkoya. He and London had a daughter named Ellie, who became a singer, and had another daughter named Marinda with Patricia. He's got 2 daughters. Nice. Yeah, what can I say? Rob Schreider is a movie actor. Very nice guy. I like. Who more famous people than I know has got birthdays today? Oh, not too many, eh? Oh, I don't know too many people. What can I say? Anyway, Guys, so please send your questions. All right. Morning, I love your show, but you guys tell jokes. You all laugh so much, the listeners miss the best part of the joke. In fact, you guys, let me see. In fact, you guys are the best. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you. Really, thank you. But we can't. Sometimes when you tell a joke and if it's really funny, you know, you can't, I don't know. We're not the professional joke tellers. We just tell jokes. So yeah. what can I say? What did I say before about short people you heard, eh? Yeah. And, yeah. Let's go for that one. I've got another question. Yeah. Another question from, yeah. Let's see. Yeah. I have some old jewelry and other items. Can you guys help? What do you mean? I mean, please come to us. I mean, today the prices must be, about $250 a gram. And, somebody says, yeah, Willow Smith is Will Smith's daughter. Well, all right. And she's like very popular. I didn't know he's got a daughter. I remember he had a son, but he's got a daughter as well. I can't believe it. So the whole family is famous. That's very nice. Telegram 0618951019. SMS 34519. It will cost you $1.50. The time is now 12 minutes to 10. And let me tell you, I'm going to put a nice, nice song now. I'm sure you're going to love it. It's the Beatles too. I don't know what's wrong with me. Lately the Beatles are like...
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And thank you for staying with us. 8 minutes to 10 o'clock. And Bill Murray says, wouldn't exercise be more fun if calories screamed while you burn them? Bill Murray, not bad, not bad, not bad. I have very old coins from the 1900s and to 1950. Can you guys help with these? Michael Pretorius, what is it? Michael Pretorius. Michelle Pretorius, sorry. Why won't you bring it to us and let us check and I will let you know. Normally gold coins will be easier because we do buy gold, and gold coins and gold is the same. Coins, medallions. The price of gold right now is going through the roof. So yeah, it's the right time to sell. Please come to us, 341 Jansmans Avenue in Hyde Park. Anything you have to say, but please say it now because we're going to lock up and go. 0618951019. It was lovely being with you here at High FM. I want to wish you a great weekend. I want to wish you a safe weekend. And what more can I say? What more can I say? Safe, good. I want to put another song today. I want to put something crazy. All right, that's a nice one. I want to say goodbye to you, and let me see. I've got some more questions from you. I have some old jewelry and other items. Can you guys help? Definitely, definitely bring it to us. 341 Jansmans Avenue in Hyde Park, and I promise you the best prices paid. I promise best prices. Go around, ask, see what's happening. Best prices paid. Over and above that, looking to buy a diamond ring. Can I come to you to buy one? Definitely, my friend. Oh, today we've got questions. Thank God, people. You must wake up and be it's no shame to ask. You didn't get even a name, so it's fine. Yes, you can buy a diamond ring. You can buy a diamond separate than a ring. All our diamonds are fully certified, GIS certified, which is Gemological Institution America, not the local one. This certificate can be, is recognizable all over the world. I'm going to say goodbye to you, with another Beatles song. So really, how do you say?